Wilcox, San Jose, California, June 29, 1905. Dear Brother Wilcox, I have received and read your letter. I wish to assure you that things are not as Dr. Place represents them. He understands matters, as many others do, in the way that is according to his own wishes. In the interview that I had with him, my words were not what he represents them to be. I did not take back anything that I had said in the public meeting. I did not tell Dr. Place that I had made a mistake. I have some things written in regard to this matter, which I will have copied and sent to you. I would have sent it before, but have been left without a copyist, as Sister Hare was called to South Lancaster on account of the sickness of her sister. In his talk with me, Dr. Place made most bitter complaints against Dr. Kellogg, telling what he had said and what he had done. I admitted that Dr. Kellogg had not stood in the light for a long time, and that the Lord had sent messages to that effect. Dr. Place said that you had acted very provokingly, and to this I made no response, save that the Lord would have the Boulder Sanitarium stand on higher ground, and that he would have it prosper. I am astonished that Dr. Place should make such representations of my words as are mentioned in your letter. I ought not to hold any important conversations with such men, unless a stenographer is present to take down every word that is said by me and by the one with whom I am talking. The night after I had the conversation with Dr. Place, the facts of the case were presented before me. Before morning, I wrote the matter out, for I could not sleep. I thought that while we were in Washington, I would have the matter copied, but we found so much to do, and I was kept so busy, constantly writing and speaking, that it was not copied. As soon as possible, I shall have the article copied, and when it is sent out, it will help to correct false impressions. My message to you is, have no controversy with Dr. Place. It will be well to have as few words with him as possible. To everyone connected with the Boulder Sanitarium, I would say, draw near to God, sit at his feet, and learn of him. In spirit, in word, in deed, give no occasion for the enemy to take advantage of you. Stand in the strength of the Mighty One, who can chase 1,000 and put 10,000 to flight. The matter is to be plainly understood that the Boulder Sanitarium is not to be traded away. Hold fast and accomplish the work and will of God. After a time, you will see through the fog and mist. Let everyone at the sanitarium realize, as did Paul, that he is Christ's property in the fullest sense of the word. The great apostle realized that he was Christ's for service. He had consecrated every power of his being to the Lord, to be used as he saw fit. Go, my brethren and fellow workers, and spread out before God your necessities. It was when the heavens were as brass over Paul that he trusted most fully in God, and was delivered again and again from unreasonable and wicked men. Let us trust in God, saying, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Let self be crucified. Let the love of God shine forth in words and works. Let the gospel of Jesus Christ exert a strong, uninterrupted influence upon mind and heart. Learn to rejoice in God. Walk humbly with him, and he will bring his purposes to pass. Stand firm to principle. There will not always be a debt of embarrassment upon the sanitarium. Keep your souls clean and pure from every phase of sin. Let not one dishonest act be recorded in the books of heaven against you. To live without Christ is a fearful thing. You cannot afford to do it. Abiding in Christ and Christ abiding in you, you will be found unto praise and honor, because God loves the man who has crucified self and is bound up with Jesus. Let everyone learn the glad note of praise and glory and thanksgiving to God. Let the church hear from your lips a plain, straightforward testimony. Say to the church, "We are living in a most solemn, serious time. Now, just now, is our opportunity to glorify God. Prepare to work intelligently, ever walking worthily before Him, exerting a true Christian influence upon those with whom you associate. To the church in Boulder, I would say, arise and do your whole duty. Take hold of God, and He will take hold of you, and will put into your hearts and minds praise and thanksgiving. Work, 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 as for eternity. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, and the Lord will work with you. He calls upon His people to make a better showing than has been made in the past. May God help you, is my prayer."